Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Dare to live your best life, dare to take charge of your life. On Life Conversations Radio, Valerie Joy, facing your fears.
Don't know where I'm going, need a revelation on the threshold of something new. Seek some understanding. Need to hear that voice. I need to know what's going on with myself. Facing my fears and playing. Constructive time to learn as you go. Utilize what you have. Know the consequence. Think things through. You yourself, facing your fears. playing by the rules.
Yes, indeed. Facing fears and playing by the rules. How do you figure out what the rules are? And then while you're facing your fears, you have to be able to distinguish what is your fears and what are the rules to abide by. There's the rule, there's the law of the universe, and there's the law of life. You got to learn, you got to dance between the two. Valerie Joy reminding us to face our fears. To find out more about Valerie Joy, her website address is valeriejoy.com. Valerie, JOI.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins. So you're the right place to take charge. This is the place where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you're alive. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference simply because you're listening to this radio show right now. Because every thought, everything you're feeling is creating your future. And that energy, that vibration is going out and people will experience it even if you talk to them or not. So be careful what you think. Be careful what you feel. Yes, indeed. You are the place where God gets to represent itself, gets to recognize itself. Are you willing to say yes? You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, and we are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. That's the official time. But, you know, this is a playground of transformation. Sometimes, well, you can't put transformation in a timeline. Even if Facebook is trying to put you in a timeline. You can't put transformation in a timeline. Just let it flow. Sometimes we go a little bit longer, but the official time is 12 to 1:30 p.m. And yes, today we are daring you to take charge. Judge Glenda Hatchett. She's here to inspire you, to ignite you, to light the fire on your you-know-what. So you can jump up and get on the court of your life and realize you are here for a reason. You have a purpose. You're not here to play small. You're not here to compare yourself. You're not even here to say, well, I'm too old. I'm too young. I'm a single parent. I don't have this. I don't have. No, you're here to do so much more. The question is, will you? You have a choice. You have a free will to express your God potential. Yes, indeed, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am excited. I'm excited. Well, it don't take much. Okay, I'm always excited because I'm grateful for every day, every moment, and I'm grateful for all of you in the chat room right now, those of you listening on the phone line. Thank you for tuning in. And those of you that are listening to the archive right now, thank you for listening to the archive right now. Those that are listening to the show live saying, look at me right now. Because whenever they listen to it, it will be right now. Right now is the only time to make a change. Right now is the only time to take charge of your life. So nobody's interested in the past stories. Now you can recognize the story, but you got to move on. So thank you all for being here, for tuning in. Welcome to the House of Love, the Life Conversations Lounge. Where transformation is taking place. And once you come here, it doesn't matter how long you listen, you will be transformed. And you can check out all the archive shows on LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can all the past guests and all the other stuff. So let me give you some announcements. So what's happening? What's happening here at Life Conversations Radio? Well, we've got great things happening. Let me open this tab. And I welcome those of you that listen for the first time, because I know there are those of you listening for the first time. You're like, Judge Hatchett, I've got to listen now. He's been posting about the shows, but I got to listen now. And if you've got questions for Judge Hatchett, call now. I promise you, call now. And speaking of calls, don't come up talking about your neighbors next door is getting on your nerves should you take them to court. That's not what this is about, okay? This is about inner transformation, so much so that when you work on yourself, you will attract neighbors who are part of the community. You won't need to go to court. You'll be on the playground. So don't come up with no, well, I'm being foreclosed on. Do you think? No. We want you to forgive so you can get the love that you desire. That's what we're talking about here. So, yes, if you need to call in, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. So announcements. I'll come back to you. Let's see. Let me read this because I can't. I don't want to pretend to read and talk. I will read what I'm. I would say what I'm reading. For you, I'm bringing you joy. Thank you, Jersey Justice. I appreciate the love and the joy. And also, yeah, let me give you some quick announcements. And just everybody, relax. Relax. Judge Glenda Hatchett is on the way. But let me tell you this. This is one thing I want to just want you to take in right now. You have the right to be silent. Because when you listen, when you're silent, you can listen to that still small voice. And when you listen to the still small voice, you will be aware of the greater truth that everything you say, every thought you think, everything you're feeling will be used to create your future. So just breathe in. And breathe out. Now, as I said, Judge Glenda Hatchett is going to be us for a short time. She's on her way. If you've got questions, maybe you're struggling with living your best life. You want to live a life on purpose. You've got some things that are holding you back. You're struggling with balancing work, family, and living your passion. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Some other announcements. Another announcement, I got all kinds of things popping up. Chat room here, maybe I should look at it. Yeah, that's what I should do. Let me turn away from the screen for a minute. Yes, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. We'll come to you and take your question. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach ADE fan page. Ask Life Coach ADE fan page on Facebook. If you don't do Facebook, you can go to. And even if you do Facebook, make sure you check out this website, lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. There's a tab there that says Ask Life Coach Ade. You can click that and send in your email. So if you're at work and they blocked you from getting on Facebook, we've got answers for you. And just some updates for tomorrow's show. Tomorrow we have Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford. Tomorrow's our parenting show, educating, inspiring parents, adults, the community to consciously parent rather than doing it from, well, you know, I got to do it. We don't want parents who are sleeping. We want parents who are awake. And conscious parenting is about living life on purpose. I always say that to raise a child is one of the greatest spiritual practices. So make sure you join us tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tomorrow we're talking about indigo children. What is that? Well, you'll find out tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. And same day, tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern, I'll be back in about 30 minutes because Conscious Parenting finishes at 1:30. Then 30 minutes after that, I'll be back for Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson, and talking about ancestral blueprints. Once again, you want to find out about that? You got to tune in. I'm going to dangle the spiritual carrot, which you could, once you align with the truth of who you are, with the God of your understanding, you'll get it. And for conscious parenting, we have Shay Cortland coming back, and she's going to spend some time with us tomorrow as well. Now, what else do I need to tell you? Yeah, at 1 o'clock, we have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. We're taking your calls. You can find out about upcoming guests and past guests by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lifeconversationsmedia.com. Woo! I want to clone myself right about now. Let's see. Let's read this. Well, let's go here. And okay, good. All right. Just, I feel like I'm flying the plane of transformation. So there's all these buttons and all the screens. Number 347-426-3346. We are taking your calls and we are daring you to take charge of your life. What's holding you back? Are you living your fullest potential? Are you struggling? Or are you wasting time complaining about what's going on in the world? What's going on in politics? What's going on with your stepchildren? What's going on in your family? What your brother is doing or not doing? We are daring you to take charge of your life. Because when you take charge of your life, you will live a life on purpose. You will, by default. Simply by default. Because you become that place where you radiate love and joy and understanding, even when you're challenged. Sometimes there might be some things that are kind of rough, but you still can pull on the truth of who you are. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We also invite you to please share the show with your friends, your lovers, your coworkers, your enemies, your haters, your pet. Send a smoke signal. We don't care how you do it. But, you know, if you don't want to do a smoke signal, because that's a bit dangerous, because, you know, with fire is dangerous. Don't try that at home. We ask that you share it on Facebook, tweet the show, and all the other social networks. And, you know, the gift of this is when you share the show with your enemy, you realize that your enemy is really your inner me. You realize, I never had an enemy. I was my own worst critic. We are one. We're all in this part. We're all going through this thing called life together. We need each other, but you've got to be clear where you're going. Let's take a musical break while I read all these messages. And I welcome all of you in the chat room. We're getting ready for Jerry Slender Hatchet. We're daring you to take charge of your life. And let's see what else. See, I'm pacing myself because everybody trying to talk to me. I love it. I do love people talking to me. Cause, I mean, I do radio. Have you ever met somebody in radio who doesn't like to communicate? And for those of you who are saying, where is she? Where is she? She's coming. We're going to come to Joyce Hatchett at about 12:30. So that's about 10 minutes from now. Let's see what's going on here. She said, we are ready to receive the message that will inspire the world. My mind and my heart is open, alert, and clear, and receptive to receive what the noble judge has to say. Ooh, Jersey Justice is up. She's feeling it. She is, well, I don't know why I said she. It feels like a woman. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it just feels like a woman. Yes. She's ready until she corrects me. If she's not a she, then I'll correct it. And I'm going to say, once again, if you want to post your questions now, go to Ask Life Coach at a fan page on Facebook, Ask Life Coach, ADE fan page or like page, whatever you want to call it. And I'm going to it now as I speak. And I'll post your questions there so we can get your questions in. And if you've got questions for George Hatchett, 347-426-3346. What are you struggling with? What is holding you back? If today was your last day on this planet and you had an opportunity to review your life, to look back at everything that you've done, everything that you didn't do, how you lived your life, would you go out with a smile or would you go out with a frown? Will you be sad? Well, if you're going to go out with a smile, great. Guess what? Now we want to turn that smile into a laughter. Where you're just like, oh, my God, that was fun. Wow, this journey of life was amazing. That's what we do on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Check out the archives and all the great guests that we've had, Greg Braden. You know, I'm not going to single out anybody, I just did, but, you know, I'm not going to try. I feel like people, you know, when they win an award and they're trying to remember everybody, and right now my mind just went blank. Now I get it. Let's see. I'm reading something in the chat. No, that's not her. Nope. Okay, good. All right. Let's play some music and get ready for Judge Glenda Hatter. In the meantime, while we're playing the music, you can check out her website. Her website address is GlendaHatchett.com. Glenda, GlendaHatchett.com. And so, let's find something we're going to play here. Let's see. What do we want to play? I don't know. Yeah, this is what we're going to play. This is what we're going to do. We're going to play the song, take a break, and then come to Judge Glenda Hatchett. I am so pacing myself because there's just so much on my table here. Now, okay, we started the show off with Facing Your Fears, Facing Fears by Valerie Joy. In order to live your life on purpose, as a matter of fact, are you living your life on purpose? Do you know what your life is? Do you know what your purpose is? Do you know why you're here? What are you passionate about? But anyway, you do know. It's natural. It's second nature. But we have thoughts. We have ideas. We have belief system. We have conditioning. And it happens through conditioning from a teacher, from religious beliefs, spiritual beliefs, from societal beliefs. We've conditioned ourselves to play small or not connect with what makes us come alive. What makes you come alive? Whatever it is, it's time to swallow it, digest it, and eliminate it. Why? Because I want you to swallow your fears. I want you to swallow your fears, everything that's holding you back, because Judge Hatchett is here, and she's going to dare you. She don't play now. She don't play. I'm just warning you, swallow your fears, state of man. Say what you want to say. Something getting in your way.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. State of Man, reminding you to swallow your fears, swallow all the things that are holding you back. What? You afraid? I dare you. You can't do what? Listen, you need to listen to Jerry Glenda Hatchett. She's in the house, and she is going to dare you to take charge and let go of all those beliefs, swallow all the fears that are holding you back. To find out more about State of Man, go to their website, stateofmanmusic.com. Stateofmanmusic.com. That song is Swallow Your Fears. That's what today's show is about. No more excuses. We're not interested in what happened or why. You don't know your father. You don't know your mother. As a matter of fact, the fact that your life was a mess is a good indicator to let you know that you have a message for the world. You got to embrace the mess so you can get the message. And when you get the message, you can be the messenger of truth, the messenger of love. We're going to take a very quick break, and then we're going to go to Judge Glenda Hatchett. She's in the house. I am excited. Let's make it happen. Here's a little, let's go up here for a minute. I have so much going on, but I'm daring myself to take charge of this moment. Come on, you can handle it. Keep listening. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Yes, indeed. That's what it's about. Everything that Judge Glenda Hatchett is going to share is helping you look at what's holding you back. What's holding you back? What's your excuse? She's in the house. Let me tell you a little bit about her. You've watched her on television. You may have heard her do speak. You've seen her. You've been following her and her unique style. Let me read a little bit about her, and then we're going to bring her on. And before I do that, let me get myself situated, because I like to take charge of my life. Yes, yes, yes. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Here's a little info about Judge Hatchett. She's strong. I love this bio. She's strong. She's savvy. She's resolute. She's intuitive, concerned. Okay, calm down now. She's intuitive, concerned, and compassionate. We need that. She's a realist, an innovator, and a leader. She's Judge Glenda Hatchett, and she knows the difference between achieving success and making a difference. A visionary who knows how to get results. Judge Hatchett is renowned in the legal community for her groundbreaking courtroom style. best known for her revolutionary interventions, she is widely respected for her work with today's youth, which not only sets her apart from other judges, but also establishes her as a leader in the justice system nationwide. Judge Hatcher is the author of the national bestseller, Say What You Mean and Mean What You Say, based on her extensive personal professional experiences as a jurist and her own personal experience as a mother of two. She is also the author of Dare to Take Charge, How to Live Life, How to Live Your Life on Purpose. That's what it's about. When you were selected, when your parents gave birth to you, you came here to do big things. Do you know that? Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know, Judge Hatcher is in the house. Help me welcome, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, psychics and skeptics, friends and family, help me welcome my wonderful guest, Judge Glenda Hatchett.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I am delighted to spend this time with you. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm excited. I'm just making sure. I'm making sure that I have the right to be silent because I don't want you to use anything that I say against me.
Oh, no, no, no. Absolutely not. I am so pleased to spend this time with you today. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and thank you for squeezing us in, for working with us. I know you got a hectic schedule. We got to be done at one, but you know, it's not about time. It's about the essence of what's being shared. Now,
We're going to get a lot done.
In a short time. I just read a little thing about, a little information about you. I mean, your bio is long. There's so much. But I want to ask you, the first question I want to ask you. I want to ask you, from your point of view, from your perspective, who are you? Who is Judge Glenda Hatchett?
I am first and foremost a mother of two. I've been blessed with two extraordinary sons. I don't talk about them a lot publicly because I try to let them live their own lives and just for their own security and safety. But that is just the most magnificent blessing in my life for God to have given me these extraordinary sons who are now both young men. And then secondly, I am a daughter who was blessed, is still blessed, although my father has passed away suddenly 18 years ago, with a man in my life who I have told young people all the time that I was extraordinarily blessed to have my hero in my own home. I didn't have to look someplace else. I didn't have to read about my hero and an extraordinary mother. So just being a part of this great, great family of support, a mother and a father who have loved me and nurtured me. But in terms of who I am as a woman and as an African-American woman, I am very proud to say, is that I believe that I am anchored. I work to live my life in a way that is authentic and that I live it with passion. I think that that is the kind of the snapshot, bottom line synopsis of who I am.
Yes, indeed. Living life on purpose with passion. So let's keep going. Now, the next question I want to ask you, we're talking about Dare to Take Charge. And, you know, we all have reasons and excuses and stories sometimes. Well, we can't take charge if we want to. What's the premise of Dare to Take Charge, your book, How to Live Your Life on Purpose? What's the premise behind it all?
It's very simple and straightforward. People have stopped me before I wrote this book. Judge, I'm stuck, or I thought that if I got this promotion, or I thought if I married this wonderful person, or I thought if I did this or got this new job or whatever, that my life would just magically be all wonderful. Even people who, by their measure of success, are successful, were just not feeling fulfilled. And then, of course, the other spectrum, end of the spectrum, is that people just felt stuck and felt that they hadn't gotten where they wanted to be in their lives. And so I wrote this book really as a challenge for me, because I talk to myself as I am writing this book, as I wrote this book, a challenge that we have this glorious one life here now, and we have to take charge of it, that we can't just drift through life, but that we have to be very definitive and that we have to take charge of it, live it fully, even in the challenging times, and live it on purpose and with passion, and not just kind of be just, okay, what's going to happen today, and I'm just trying to get to Friday to the weekend, and I hate to get up Monday morning and start this whole rat race again. But can we think about how our life is a gift and that we are uniquely situated here and now at this time, at this place in the universe, and that we hope to be able to live a life that we will leave something that lives on beyond us.
You said something.
And let me quickly say as a footnote, may I just add as a quick footnote, is that this is not one of these quick fix, you know, you read it and then 5 minutes later your life is magically changed, because I don't believe that. Yeah. And I say that from the very beginning of the book, that this book is designed to speak to what I hope is your heart and to get us thinking about how we might do things differently.
And speaking of thinking differently, you said something, and I think it's worth really focusing on a little bit. You said when we start looking at our lives as a gift, there are people who don't see their life as a gift. They're like, "What? My life is a gift? You don't know nothing about me. You don't know my story. You don't know what hell I've gone through. My life ain't a gift." Can you speak more about our life being a gift?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. You may have had just gone through all hell and everything blowing up in your life. And this is not Pollyanna. You know, this is not violins playing in the background. Oh, yeah, Judge Hatchett. What does she know? You know, her life, she's on TV. Millions of people watch her. Let me tell you, we have all had challenges. But the gift is that you're here, that you are full of life, that you woke up this morning, that you, every day is another day that is a gift to get whatever you feel is lacking in your life or whatever you feel has been a burden in your life to try to move on to higher ground. And the alternative is that you wouldn't be here. You wouldn't be alive, even if you're battling cancer, even if you've gone through a horrible, horrible divorce, even if you've lost your job, you are still here. And that means that you have another opportunity to move in the direction that you want to move in. And it is a gift. And we need to treat it as the precious gift it is, not that we're just kind of, oh, Lord, I just got to get through this day. But rather, let's figure out what we rejoice in and what kind of greatness we can expect from today.
So true. And it's like you're saying, what I hear you saying is don't get caught up in the gift wrap. Just unwrap the gift. The wrap itself may not look too clean, though. It may be challenging.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Absolutely, exactly.
We got a question here from a listener on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. The question, he put it more of a statement, and I think it's, I just read it. It says, struggling with self-confidence. I think I am too hard on myself. You know, there's two parts to that already, especially in the workplace, which corporate America for now as a with corporate America for now as a young African man, I have a way of feeling inferior. So his issue is struggling with self-confidence. He feels it's hard on himself. He feels inferior working in corporate America. And what would you say to Kefir, who wrote it?
Yeah, first of all, I would say I need to just take a deep breath and really figure out what are your strengths. What is it that you bring to the table in corporate America? And that in my book, there is a chapter that talks about either we're going to live as victims or we're going to live victoriously. And I tell the story in that chapter of a wonderful, wonderful woman that I so respect, who is just a high-ranking executive on Wall Street, Carla Harris. And there we were doing a panel for a Women Empowerment Conference. And a woman in the audience, very much like the listener who submitted this question, raised her hand and said, look, I'm African American. I'm a woman. I didn't go to a top Ivy League school to get my MBA. I'm in corporate America. I come from a very dysfunctional family background. I'm a lesbian. I don't feel confident. And she went through a long laundry list of things. And finally, Carla stopped her. And she said, my sister, are you going to be a victim or are you going to live victoriously? And I just cheered. I mean, I had to just like, I mean, in the middle of the seminar, I'm like cheering. And that's exactly what I say lovingly to this wonderful young man who has had the courage to submit this question today. You've got to decide right now how you're going to define yourself and how you're going to live. And so whatever it is that is causing you to lack the self-confidence, I want you to get quiet and find some space and just start making a list. You know, I don't think that my education is competitive. I don't feel comfortable in my speaking skills. I, you know, worry about how I present myself as I walk and talk, whatever it is, or I haven't been able to find the right spot. I mean, what is it that's making you feel that you don't, that you lack the confidence? If it is educational deficiency, then you got to go back, my brother, and you got to take some classes at night. You know, maybe you need to strengthen. Maybe you need to take an accounting class. Maybe you need to take a marketing class. Maybe you need to work on your MBA. It's going to be hard, but they have these classes and courses now in a lot of institutions that are just designed for people who have families and are working, and so you can get your MBA on the weekends. If it is that, then you got to buckle down and do that. If you don't like the way you look, or maybe you need to go get your, and this sounds trite, but maybe you need to go get your teeth whitened so you feel confident in your smile, you feel better about the way you look, maybe you need to invest in a in one nice suit. Whatever it is that's going to make you feel better about yourself, you got to work on it and not get stuck in a place that you don't feel like you can move beyond that. And that's what this book is about. Dare to take charge. Either you're going to take charge or you're going to let somebody else kind of, you know, push you around from place to place in your life. And that is not our purpose in this world. We are not here to be puppets. We're here to be, you know, magnificent, dynamic people and to live life fully and with passion. So to him, whatever it is, get quiet. You don't have to tell nobody. Sit down, write a list, and then take the ones that are the most pressing. You know, maybe you need to lose 30 pounds. Go work out at the Y. Start getting in a running club. Lift weights. Feel better. We all need to work out whether we're overweight or not just to get that physical stamina so we can run a good race. I don't mean that literally, I mean that figuratively, like we're running this life's race every day. So I hope that's helpful for him. And I think he's also going to, at the end of every chapter, there are exercises that challenge us to look deep into our souls. But don't get stuck there. Whatever it is, let's dare to take charge and get on about fixing it.
Exactly, because I mean, what I hear you saying is be true to yourself. You have a chapter on that. Be true to yourself. What is holding you back? If we're traveling and we have a flat tire, we don't say, "Oh my God, I can't live a flat tire." Why don't? No, you do something about it. So it's really do something about it. Yes. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My very special guest is Judge Glenda Hatchett. And we are daring you, she's daring you to take charge of your life because your life is a gift. And if you don't take charge of your life, guess what? We all miss out on the present that you have for us. We will never know you lived. We'll never know you existed. So we need you to step up and show up. We've got a question, a listener. Let's go to Christopher from Youth World. Christopher, you're live. What are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey, and good afternoon, Your Honor. It is a privilege and a pleasure to speak with you. And I want to say that I did watch your show many, many times, and I want to say that you really inserted in a lot of youth these days the chance to really make something of their lives. I was born with infantile autism, and the one thing that I was taught by my mother, she always inserted this into me, is that you have one life to live. And when you have that life, you need to be thankful for what you've got in your life. I took that to heart with myself because I didn't, in where I live, they didn't have programs that in special education, so I always had to go to a certain bus to certain schools in different areas. And even when I was treated by bullies, abusingly and everything, and called names, I never was knocked down. I never took the dark path. The only choices I had was either raise my fist in anguish and not go further than I've ever been, or stay cool to the course and be victorious. And let me tell you, today, being an advocate of the physically and mentally challenged, and believe it or not, I did run for assembly in New Jersey, being the first person with autism on a ballot, which was a historical significance. And
congratulations.
Let me tell you, thank you. 15% of vote I did win. And let me say this. I host a show on Blog Talk, which is Youth Worldview, which I'm reaching out to the youth. I'm reaching out to the youth now to address the issues that affect our youth, because the call is urgent now, because there's not many shows out there that deal with the positive and making a difference in the people's lives. And when
you've done it. You've taken charge of your life. You have said, listen, even though I was born with different abilities, I'm not going to say disabilities, different abilities, I have been so fortunate to have family that just poured into me and made
and
me know that
too.
I could do it, and strangers to do it. But you, and I stress you, took charge of your life, and by doing so, you are a blessing. You're using your life to be a gift to others, and so I thank you so much for what you're doing, and I thank you for sharing the story today. Thank you.
Yes.
And one more thing before I go. You're very welcome. One more thing before I go.
Quickly.
It is the mind that is always you master your mind rather than the mind master you, because when you master your own mind and do something with your life, that will lead you to brighter and better things. And I encourage everybody, master yourself, master your mind, be one with yourself, challenge yourself to do things with your life, and be virtue and be victorious in everything you do.
Wonderful.
All right,
Thank you so much.
Yes, talking about the mind, Judge Hatchett, let's talk about guilt. Because you dare to take charge. You're daring people to take charge of their lives. And I know, but you don't understand my past. I'm ashamed. I can't even believe I did this. I had a child when I was 16, or I've been incarcerated. My past, I'm just so guilty. I'm ashamed. Can you speak to that?
Right. I will tell you, and you know from my work for so many people in my courtroom, I have to tell them that your past does not have to define your future. I can't tell you how many times I've said that, and of course I stress that in one of the chapters of the book. I mean, you have a chance to deal with today, and you have a chance to look for tomorrow. You cannot go back and undo what happened in your past. You just can't. As regretful, as remorseful, as painful as it was, those things happen to you in your past. The question is, what do you do? Now, I'm not sitting here again thinking, okay, you just wave a magic wand and all of a sudden everything in your past has just kind of magically disappeared. No. In fact, what I say is that you try the best you can to draw lessons from that past. What can you learn? What can you do? What can you draw from those experiences so that you can grow from them and not repeat the mistakes that you may have made in the past. But if you get tied to yesterday, you will never be able to be fully open to the possibilities of today, and you can't have clear hope for tomorrow. You just can't, because you are living in a place that doesn't exist anymore.
So rather than taking charge of one's life, the past takes charge of the life, and we can't move forward because we're constantly looking back. That's what I hear.
Right. You're a prisoner. You're a prisoner. You're a prisoner. Mm-hmm. You cannot live there. You have to live now.
Mm. let's talk about, before you go, let's talk about a community coming together, the elders and supporting one another, but specifically the children. From your experience, you're passionate about youth. What do we need to know? What do we need to remind ourselves about when it comes to our children? What are they asking for from us?
You know, it sounds like a contradiction, but I tell people in my courtroom and community everywhere I go that children want structure. They will ask you and ask you, please, mama, please, daddy, please, grandma, please, uncle, let me blah, 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 blah. And your role is to provide guidance. And when it's necessary to say no, you got to say no. And we have got to define the limits for our children. Children, believe it or not, want to know where the perimeters are. They want parameters. And then parents, well, I don't want my children not to like me, and I want them to be my friends. Well, I thought, you know what? That is not the goal right here. I'm not saying you should be in an adversarial relationship with your children, but you have got to be clear that they are the children and you are the parent. And when you need to say no, no means no means no means no means no. And I dealt a lot with that in my first book, which is a parenting book, Say What You Mean and Mean What You Say, which is still available online or through my website. If people want to go back and look at that, it's also available in audiobook. But that's what we do, and that's my big advice to people who are raising, and I don't mean just biological children. I mean all of our children, whether they are your godchildren, their children in the community, their children in your church, their children that you teach, you mentor, you coach, we have got to understand that our role is to provide guidance for them and to get them safely through to their adulthood and beyond. And my parents were really clear with me. When they said no, they meant it. That was it. End of conversation.
No, it's a full sentence. There's nothing you didn't understand about that.
Right. There is no more adverbs, no phrases, no nothing. No.
No means no all the time. And,
for those of you, all day long.
For those of you who are feeling like, oh, yeah, I know, but it's not always easy. You don't understand kids nowadays. Guess what? If you don't have structure in your life, you don't know how to enforce it with your children. So, Judge Hatchett is saying, live your life. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I am going to tell you, it's better for you to say no than a judge like me to say no. Because when when I have to say no, it's a very, very different proposition. And may I ask, challenge all of the parents today who are listening, go to parentpowernow.com and join us. We're going to be revitalizing that whole movement later on this year, but you can still go online. It's all free. And do the Dream Challenge with your children. There's a whole thing about the Dream Challenge on there that I would encourage you to do, to post your children's dreams on the ceiling, and all the instructions are on there, parentpowernow.com, which is just a great thing to do to encourage our children to stay on track.
Yep. Because Judge Hatch's no could mean, no, you are not going home. And parents don't
Let's take
a quick call.
Sure.
Let's take a quick call. Actually, before we take the call, I want to ask you real quick. Is your show still on? Because they're asking about that in the chat room.
Yes.
Is your show still on?
It is on in syndication. So it's reruns, but it's still on. You know how shows are on reruns. So, yes, it's on in reruns, but not original shows anymore.
Nope, and nobody's complaining about syndication and reruns. Yes, play it over and over.
Thank you.
Okay, let's take this call real quick. Area code 301. That's a DC number, I think, DC or Maryland. 301. Is that DC number? Yes, it is. 301. Okay, are you there? Speak up.
I am here.
Right, what's your name?
How can I find out more about Judge Hatchett, and where can I get the latest edition of her book?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for calling. You can always follow me on my website, which is simply GlendaHatchett.com, GlendaHatchett.com. You can also go online to order Dare to Take Charge, either through Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com, which is BN.com. Or you can order the book online through my website that I just gave you. But I am active on Twitter and Facebook, so please follow me. My Twitter is Judge G Hatchett, and my fan page on the Facebook is Judge Glenda Hatchett, so I would love it. And if you order the book in paperback, which is going to be released shortly on March 7th, if you order it before March 7th, then there is a discount, plus there's free shipping if you go to Amazon.com or BNN.com and order it before March 7th, which I would love if you do. And then in the back of the book, lastly, there is a website, Dare. At GlendaHatchett.com. That's an email. And I'd love to hear your feedback about the book. So email me at Dare, D-A-R-E, at GlendaHatchett.com.
What's your name?
Thank you. Thank you so much. This is Nicole.
Thank you,
Nicole.
All right, Judge Hatchett. I keep wanting to say Dr. Hatchett. Well, that maybe that title is coming. I keep wanting to say Dr. But anyway, yeah, well, you're a healer. You're healing people from the inside out. Mind, body, spirit. Lastly, is there anything you want to share with listeners? Any word of wisdom or something? Just something that they can apply today to take charge of their life.
I would. I would just say that we have to live in a way that we expect greatness. You know, I say that all the time to my kids in my court. I expect greatness from you, but we have to live our lives that way as well. And I encourage us to do that. I love this book. I'm not saying that because I wrote the book, but I love this book. And I would encourage you to read it, and at the end of every chapter, to really take the time to do the exercises, because they are designed to be provocative. They're designed to make us think. They're designed to make us move in a way that hopefully will enrich our lives. So again, you know, if you order the book before March 7th, there's a discount and it's free shipping, so you get a little break on the price. At Amazon.com or BNN.com or on my website. And then, you know, please come to my website from time to time, GlendaHatchett.com, and then follow me on Twitter, Judge G. Hatchett, and or Facebook on my fan page, Judge Glenda Hatchett, because I'm always posting things about what I'm doing. And I would love to hear your feedback after you read the book at Dare. At GlendaHatchett.com. So I look forward to hearing from your listeners.
Yes, indeed. And for those who don't know, Judge Hatchett, she's a Twitter queen. She's always tweeting. She's always tweeting.
I do tweet. I do. And I do it. I do it myself. So people say, my son's friend said, "You really are tweeting." I said, "Yes, it's me. I'm tweeting." He says, "I just assumed somebody else was tweeting for you." I'm like, "No, it's me."
Well, I'm actually glad you said that, because I saw your tweet this morning, and I thought, I wonder if she tweets herself or she just tells people what she wants. But you answered my own question. I don't know. Thank you for keeping it real and being authentic. Thank you.
Thank you.
I know you got to go. We're grateful for your wisdom,
for
what you're doing.
I appreciate you doing this. I certainly enjoyed this interview, and I hope you've enjoyed the book, and I hope your listeners will read the book and encourage it and tell others about it. So, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, say, look, you know, check out Judge Hatchett's new book, latest book, Dare to Take Charge. I would appreciate people sharing that in their social networks as well.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate you, and have
safe
journey as you continue to inspire people.
Thank you so much for having me today. Blessings upon you and your listeners. Thank you.
Thank
goodbye.
Thank you so much. Goodbye. Woo, life is good. It's getting better. Dare to take charge. Are you ready to bring it on? Are you ready to say, life, I'm ready for you. If you're still kind of like, yeah, I like that. It's almost like going to Whole Foods and you look at all these things. Oh, they just got a free plug, but it don't matter. Wherever you go and shop, you know, you look at all the things that you know is nourishing to your body. You know, you may not be able to buy it all at once, but you can buy one at a time and start applying it, start putting it into action. Judge Hatchett talked about working out. Not only do you have to work out your body, we've got to work out the mind, you've got to work out the spirit. You work out the body by doing your daily exercise that you need to do wherever you go, at home, at a gym. Your mind, you work it out by cleaning it out with forgiveness. With your spirit, you got to take time to go to that spiritual gym. And if you don't go to the spiritual gym, it'd be hard to be able to challenge life, to deal with what life is bringing your path. But here on Life Conversations Radio, we're constantly giving you ingredients, recipes, ideas, and thoughts and wisdom to help you on your journey of life. To find out more about Judge Hatchett, her website address is GlendaHatchett.com. It is time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And then we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back, and then we're going to share some more on daring to take charge of one's life. And we're taking your questions, we're taking your comments, and 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, or you can post your question on Ask Life Coach at a fan page. It's time for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
Hello, Life Coach. Today, I am great. What a great interview. You know, it's wonderful.
I know.
I mean, it's so wonderful.
I'm
you're so
vibrating here.
I can feel it. I said you're so in alignment because 8 is the very special number today, and that's actually justice or strength. It really is. So wonderful, wonderful. So anyway, good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift. Numbers give us more information about ourselves to navigate our path and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. It's Tuesday, February 28th, 2012. Add the date and you get 2042. Add 2042 and the energy of the day equals 8. If 8 is your life path number, you are gifted with natural leadership and a capacity to accumulate great wealth. The 8th letter of the alphabet is H. Words like heart, heat, help, and health speak of the divine power of 8. Today, we are going to focus on the mountain lion from the medicine cards. The mountain lion's number is not 8, it's 17. But when you add 1 plus 7, you get 8. So here we go. Mountain lion medicine involves lessons on the use of power in leadership. It is the ability to lead without insisting that others follow. It is the understanding that all beings are potential leaders in their own ways. The use and abuse of power in a position of influence are part of this great cat's medicine. But before you can lead anyone else, you have to be able to lead yourself. Start by nourishing yourself. A gift from the Daily Word today was to remind us about our sacred dance with our body and divine creator. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God, and that you are not your own? 1 Corinthians 6:19. By the way, the numbers in this scripture just happens to equal 17. It reminds us to nourish ourselves, to tap into our inner power. After all, a leader can't lead if he or she doesn't know how to take care of themselves and if they don't know who they are. So take care of you and your divine connection. And that's the story of 8 through 17, the mountain lion. All is well. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Another powerful Celestial Moment. Thank you, Celeste Morgan, for Celestial Moment, for all you do, what you do behind the scenes. And thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's about taking charge, taking charge of your life. And when you take charge of your life, there's no need to abuse power or anybody else's power because you recognize that your power is a gift. You're here to use it, to share it, and to serve humanity. We're going to take a quick break. Well, actually, we're going to play a song right now, and then we'll come back with some more. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Number is 347-426-3346. This is Cynthia James. She said, well, she was going to say check your intentions, but we're going to let her say let it go. What are you holding on to? What is stopping you from living life fully? It's time to let it go. It's time to let go. You got to let go so you can take charge, because if you're holding on to the past, you can't grab on to something else. You can't hold on to your life. Cynthia James, let it go. We'll be back. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Let it go. Let it go. Let go of the story. But when you let go of being a victim. Embrace what happened. Look at it differently and say, what did I learn from the past experience? What did I learn from feeling guilty? What did I learn from low self-esteem? What did I learn from not fully loving myself? What did I learn from being in an abusive relationship? What did I learn from not having a job or being foreclosed on? Whatever it is, there is a blessing in it. If you're willing to look through the eyes of God, if you're willing to look from a perspective where you recognize and understand that your life, as Judge Hatchett shared with us, is a gift. And the fact that you had those experiences, it's an indicator that you're here to do great things. Now, it doesn't mean we always have to be in pain. Well, pain is part of life. Suffering, you don't have to do. The suffering happens when you keep telling the same story over and over and over and over. Oh, me. But it's time to let it go. It's all about forgiveness. Are you willing right now to forgive yourself from the abuse, from being fired, for what happened, for being someone breaking your trust? From quitting on yourself. Are you willing to forgive yourself? Somebody said, no, but I didn't do anything. Why should I forgive myself? Well, you know what? True forgiveness is self-forgiveness. True forgiveness is self-forgiveness. And you can say, well, I forgave my mother, my father, my friend, my ex, my husband, my wife, my children, whoever, the world. Yeah, that's good. But until you learn to forgive yourself, you will not fully embrace, experience, enjoy the gift that your life is. Because when you forgive yourself, you say what you're really saying is your life was in divine order and it still is. Everything that happened was for your good. Now, when we look at it from a human perspective, we're like, what do you mean that was for my good? Well, there's something, there's a lesson in it. And there's nothing you could have changed about the past. But you can't change the past then, but you can change it now. How? By changing how you see what happened to you in the past. By changing how you tell the story. Some of us, we need to just stop publishing some of the stories we're putting out there. And yeah, it was a bestseller. We had everybody agree with us and how great the story is. Now it's time to let it go. That was Cynthia James. To find out more about her, her website address is cynthiajames.net. cynthiajames.net. Dare to take charge. Are you living life on purpose? Are you struggling? What's the story you're telling yourself? As a matter of fact, here's a good way to really, really, really check in with yourself. You can just take in a deep breath right now. Right now, just kind of center yourself, breathe in and breathe out. Just sit. Just allow yourself to get still. Because even though I know that some of us heard this powerful message, and it resonated, but sometimes there's still conversation in the back of our head, like we say. The saboteur. It's just like, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, there's that part of us that some people call it the ego, the logical mind. And say, yeah, oh, that makes sense, but you still got to face reality. Exactly. This is what this is about, facing reality. What is your reality? What is true for you? So take in the breath, breathe in. And just relax and continue to do it maybe a couple more times. And just feel your beingness. Feel the presence of God in you as you. Just feel your body. Even if you have that mental chatter, what are you feeling? What are you sensing? What's coming up for you? Are you happy? Are you living life to the fullest? Are you playing small? Now, whatever answer you get, don't use the answers to beat yourself up. Use it as a guidepost, if you will, a signpost, something that lets you know what needs to be done.
Judge Hatchett talked about, you know, the whole thing when Kefir's question about struggling with self-confidence. And it's not just him. If one person is asking it, there's a lot more people in the chat room who are listening on the phone line that can really identify with it. And it's, we talk about it. Yeah, I know. I need to love myself more. I have low self-esteem. But it really doesn't matter. That doesn't take us off the hook. Because really, sometimes we say we have low self-esteem, but it's just because we took stories from the external world. We allow other people to tell us about ourselves. What is the story you're telling about you? Take a breath. And understand right now you are one with God. You are one with love. You are one with harmony. You are one with joy. And in that space, you are all-knowing because God is all-knowing. God is all-powerful. You are all-powerful. You are everywhere, evenly present. I know that can be spirituality 606 or 808, but that's okay. Just take this. If God is love and you were created out of God as an expression of God, that's what you are. That's the essence of who you are. And there's nothing you can do to stop yourself being love other than thinking you're not. Here's another reminder. If you're confused about, I don't know who I am, I'm trying to figure it out. Don't try to figure it out. You can't figure it out. You got to listen in. You try to figure out who you are, you will be confused. Figuring out is a mental activity. Let your heart speak to you. Let your soul tell you who you are. You know you're great. You know you're amazing. But sometimes you don't want to say it out loud because you think people are going to laugh. They're only laughing at their own insecurities if they do. Or they're laughing with you and saying, oh, I'm so glad you set yourself free. Here's Carly Jackson. This is who we are. This is who you are.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Oh, yes, you are. You are free. It is the essence. It is your birthright. Freedom is your birthright. The only thing that keeps us trapped or feeling like we're in bondage is the stories we're telling ourselves, is what we have allowed ourselves to believe. You are free. You are wonderful. You are whole. It's not just an idea. It's not just a concept. It's not just, oh, yeah, woo, woo. Live it. Practice it. So when life comes at you, even though you may feel the pain, even though you may feel the pressure, you can always tap in, go within and say, what is true? What is my true identity? What do I know? What's my spiritual understanding of what's going on right here? Is this happening to me or is it happening for me? You know, your life is so much more. It's so bigger than who you are, you know. Yes, indeed, LifeConversationsRadio.com is where we at, is where you're at. This is the playground. We get to play out and try out some of the spiritual practice and spiritual principles. I'm telling you this. You have all the answers that you need to live a life on purpose. You have everything that you need right now. Now, here's what keeps us stuck. Or challenge. I can relate to this. Well, maybe one of the things that keep us challenged or stuck is the fear of being authentic, the fear of being seen fully. Sometimes we don't want to admit our weaknesses. You say, well, you know, if I tell people about my weaknesses, they may think I'm not good enough. Everybody got stuff they're dealing with, okay? Everybody got their stuff. Don't be fooled by the package. Don't be fooled by the gift wrap. Everybody got stuff. All them folks that you were looking at on Sunday and they're asking them what they're wearing and they're walking on stage and receiving their awards and talking about how grateful they are and living their passion, everybody got stuff they're dealing with. That's why you get to be celebrated
when you embrace your stuff and you can shift. Here's something to share with you. And even in that, with your stuff, Reverend Deborah Johnson tells us, you are not your stuff. So stop telling that story. Here's Reverend Deborah Johnson. You are not your stuff. I love it.
You are not your stuff. I want people to remember that, that you are not your stuff, that you are not your job, you are not your relationship, you are not your finances, you're not even your body temple. Even that, too, one day shall pass. That who you are and the what that you are is so great, grand, glorious, and magnificent that discovering who and what you are is worth a lifelong commitment. And I encourage people to be willing to step out of the crisis du jour and just pose the question. You don't have to feel like you know God or you don't have to know all the secrets of the universe. If you will just in your heart of hearts be willing to contemplate the idea that there is more than this, I guarantee you that you will summon all of your guides, all of your inner intuition, your soul remembrance will be reawakened. It's already there. We just don't listen. It's just kind of dormant. And all it takes is willingness. You don't have to know how. Just be willing.
You don't have to know how. Just be willing. Willing to grow. Willing to be made whole. We're here to do big things. You know, living on this planet ain't no, it's not for wimps, you know. Life is not for wimps. If you're alive, you need to pat yourself on the back right about now. Being able to make it through all the conversations, all the conversation on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, stumble upon the news and everything, the newspapers. So much coming at us, but you've got to take the time out to go within. If you don't go within, you go without. But if you're committed to taking charge of your life, you're going to have to do things differently. We're here to do things differently. We're here to leave a legacy. We're here to add our uniqueness to this planet. That if and when you get a chance to look back on this planet, when you make your transition and you're in a different planet, you're in a spiritual realm and you look back and you can see a spot in the globe and say, wow, yeah, that area over there, that's where I left my mark. When you have an opportunity to review your life, would you be celebrating? Or would you be conflicted? Well, I tried. Isn't that like that Bible, the scripture in the Bible where the master, where the master gave three of his servants. It's a powerful analogy about using one's gift. One didn't use his gift. He said, well, you know, I know how you are. I didn't want to plan it because you do all kinds of stuff. And you're so judgmental about the master. And the other one said, oh, I had one gift. And what did I do? I used it. I multiplied it. Well, I used it. That's really the deal. I used it. And his gift got multiplied. Another one got, I think it's five. And she used it and spread the gift, planted the seed, and received so much more. If you don't use your gift, if you don't express your gift, if you don't recognize that your life is a gift, not only will the world miss out, you will miss out. That's not a curse. That's not a bad thing. That's not a judgment. It's just the law of the universe. You reap what you sow. What are you sowing? Judge Hatchett is daring you to take charge of your life. Life Conversations Radio is daring you to live your best life.
How do you do that? Pray a simple prayer and ask to be used. It's time to release the show. What a show. I feel like it's been a reflective moment for me. All the questions that I threw out there that are coming through me, I get to listen to them. I get to answer it. So thank you for showing up. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I am so glad you're here. We're all making a difference. And I got to tell you this. Just give yourself a hug right now. Let me talk to the brothers. Brothers, come on. Not the group hug, just individually. Just give yourself a hug. And for brothers who don't really want to go out there. Okay, I'm getting ready to release. Okay. I'm going to just take this call. I was going to release the show. I'm going to play a song. Maybe we'll get to play it. I don't know. Maybe not. Okay, let's take this call real quick. I think this is Mona. I think it is. Let me see if it is. Is it or is it not? I don't mind making a mistake.
It is Mona.
Hello.
Hello, friend.
Hello, Mona. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I just wanted to say thank you. I caught the very, very tail end of your interview with Judge Hatchett, which was wonderful and so on time for me because I have finally decided to take care of myself. And, in fact, I called for prayers about my transitional process and letting go of the old and really stepping into the new and the true me. So I just, you know, the universe works in wonderful ways. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for being who you are and doing what you do and being such a healer in the world.
Thank you, my darling friend. Thank you, thank you. I appreciate you. You are making a difference as well. Continue to keep walking and saying yes. Thank you, friend. I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.
Life is good. It's getting better. Be love. Be true to yourself. And just as important, be loved. Because when you love and you're loved every time, oh, my God, it's the greatest feeling. Okay, let's do this. And make sure you come back, listen to the archive, share the show with your friends, your family members, your coworkers. Tell them, just bookmark this site, lifeconversationsmedia.com, to find out more about us. And why do people need to bookmark us? Mark Victor Hansen, tell them, please.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. We do the best hosting on the planet, and all you need is just a dose of Life Conversations Radio, and don't go a day without Life Coach Ade, and let's see. This is why you need to listen. Another reason. Come on now.
Life Ade. Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Mr. P, I told him that already. I want somebody else.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Thank you, Les Brown. I know you're a busy man. Sorry to catch you off guard. But anyway, I'm out of here. Pray this prayer. Use me, oh God. This is Ricky Byers Beckwith. Use me. Find out more about Ricky. It's weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. Use me. Use me and use me up. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. Be love in action. That's what it's about. You're here to make a difference. Here to take charge of your life. We're daring you. We're daring you. Do it now. Ricky Byers.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.